You're on with Mario Lopez.
You're on Mario Lopez. Let's welcome to the studio Grammy-winning artist and actor, Mr. Rick Springfield. How are you, Rick?
I'm good. Good.
I got to tell you, I haven't seen you, I know, since this aired, but you were excellent on True Detective 2. What a great character, and you nailed it in Creepy, and I was like, wow, I was like, he's such a good actor. I wish we could see him do some more stuff.
Yeah, me too. I want to work more as an actor. I've done some weird parts, you know, started with Californication.
Yeah.
And kind of playing a weird version of me, and then I did American Horror Stories and Supernatural. I've done a few pretty out there parts.
No, I know. And it's very rare. And there's a lot of artists, musical artists, that maybe try to cross over. And, you know, with all due respect, they're not the greatest actors. But you were good. You were good. Of course, I remember you from General Hospital growing up and all this stuff. But to see you take on these quirky, cool characters is so neat and such a treat to see. It's got to be fun to play, too.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. It's great to play against type. I love doing that. And it gets more attention, you know, if you're playing against type.
Exactly.
A lot of people didn't actually recognize me on that. They kind of saw my name at the end and went, wait, where was he?
Yeah, well, and I was looking and I go, gosh, that looks like Rick Springfield. And then I had to wait till the end to see.
They did a lot of makeup. And
the plastic surgery and the orange skin and the whole deal. No, so it was really good. I wanted to make sure I told you that.
Thanks.
And I've had the good fortune of seeing you perform live, and you sound just as good live in person. You've also got this new album coming out this month. And instead of a regular greatest hits album, you've re-recorded your songs with an orchestra.
Yeah, it's a band and an orchestra. I mean, they're as close as the originals as we can get. Plus, we added an orchestra with really some actually great results.
Was there a lot of adjustments that you needed to make because of that?
The arrangements, I wanted to keep the same. The arrangements and the sound, although we can make it sound a lot bigger now because of the technology in the studios.
Right.
But the orchestra makes it sound bigger, too. But it was just a lot of sonic information to get, you know, a 40-piece orchestra plus a band plus a singer. So it was a tough mix, but I think we did it.
I bet. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that. And you can get the album as a single CD or a four-disc box set. What else is in the big deluxe version?
There's instrumental versions. I think I actually haven't looked at it. Perfectly honest. But there's signed stuff. You know, it's like it's the usual thing they do with box sets. You know,
sure.
a lot of bonus things. Me talking about the songs. A lot of different stuff.
Inspiration stuff. Got it. Well, there's also a new song on the album as well. Irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. What inspired that one?
My mom died 2 years ago, so I wrote the song for her, and we wanted one new song in the album, so it seemed appropriate, because there's another song on there about my dad. I lost both my parents, so there's a song I wrote in the 80s called My Father's Chair that we did with just an orchestra, and it really brought the song out. And
that's awesome.
So the song for my mom, the song for my dad are together, and the album's dedicated to them.
Oh, that's awesome. That's special, and to have a poignant song on the album like that, that makes it really cool. You're going to be taking the orchestra show on the road.
Yeah.
It sounds like a big production. Will you be performing with different orchestras each time, or are you going to bring the musicians with you?
Well, I bring my band with me, but we pick up the City Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, that's cool.
Whatever city we're in. We've done a couple of them already, and they're, you know, the charts are all written, and these people, although musicians like me, we can't read music. We use tape recorders and stuff like that to write songs.
Yeah.
But these people, you know, they can read the black and white page, so it's pretty incredible. You sit in front of them and it happens like that. It's amazing.
It's incredibly impressive. I've gotten to perform at the Hollywood Bowl and doing the show, and to see them, they only like one day rehearsal, bam.
Yeah,
they
nail it. We did a show at the Saban last week that we filmed in Beverly Hills, and we used the Santa Monica High Civic Symphony Orchestra, and they're like 14 to 18 year old kids.
Oh,
and
wow.
There was 82 of them on stage, and they're incredible. They absolutely nailed it.
Wow, that is so impressive. That's so cool.
I'm a big believer in music in schools, so it was for that angle too.
Yeah, you know? And I love this. You've also got some acoustic shows with Richard Marx in the works.
I do a solo acoustic show, and he does too. So we've known each other for a long time, so we sometimes get together and do some solo. It's like a humorous thing, you know. We talk about the songs and make a lot of jokes and stuff.
Love that.
And we're also doing some band shows with him as well too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, but that's great. Great. Mm. Did you know each other just from back in the day?
Yeah. We met about 86, and we've been kind of friends on and off since then.
Yeah. And going back real quick to the acting, do the roles usually come up? People think of you for certain roles, or because I know you're so busy on the road performing, mm-hmm. just as a musician, certain meetings your agent calls you, or
well, sometimes you got to fight for him. You know, the True Detective one, they didn't think didn't even want to see me, and then my agent said, "No, you got to see him." So I went in and read for it, and I loved what I did for it.
I love that.
Yeah, sometimes you got to fight for him. Sometimes they're written for you. Sometimes someone thinks that you'd be right for it. Acting is, it's a weird gig. It's not like music where you write it and you own it and you know, it's your thing.
Right.
You're basically, you know, looking for work all the time. Basically actors are always looking for work.
Everything's a temp job.
Yeah.
And you
have to read for stuff. But I love that. I mean, I love that challenge. I love going in and reading for things and kind of surprising people. It's amazing thing. I love it. I love acting much more now as I'm older.
Really?
And I have more to work from and
right. You have
more
experience.
More to draw from.
Exactly. Yeah. I know you've got a couple adult sons. Are they following your footsteps at all? Are they interested in this space in any capacity?
My eldest son's an actor and a musician. My youngest son's actually a school teacher.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Definitely not following in my footsteps if he's a school teacher.
What's he teach? What's the subject?
He teaches at a private school, but he teaches history. He's aiming to teach history. He's teaching everything at the moment.
That's my favorite
subject. But I was kicked out of 11th grade, so I was not his inspiration.
What'd you do in the 11th grade?
I did not attend school. I discovered the guitar, and I stayed away for about 3 months of the year, my 11th grade. And the headmaster called my parents up and said, "Richard need not come back to school next year."
Richard need not. Well, it worked out.
It worked out. Well, I was staying at home playing the guitar and reading. I read books and I play guitar, and that's all I wanted to do. And that's, you know, what I'm doing now. I knew I had no future geologist or geographer or historian. So
well, you found your passion.
Yeah, I did find it early for sure.
And you put an effort towards it, a lot of people don't. So you put an effort toward it, and obviously
I put a lot of effort towards it.
Yeah. No, well, that's awesome. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite type of classical music?
Wow. Beethoven. I love Ninth Symphony. I think is the chorale Ninth Symphony is the most beautiful piece of music ever written, and I'm always, that can bring me to tears just listening to it. I've never heard anything more powerful in my life, actually.
Last show you binged watch?
That I binge watched would have been Fargo, the TV show.
Yeah, it's a good one. Celebrity crush growing up?
Hayley Mills. You know Hayley Mills?
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
She's an English actor. And I was 10 years old, living in England at the time. My dad was in the Australian Army, and he got shipped over to England. And I saw The Parent Trap. She was the first Parent Trap.
Yeah.
She was in it. And I was head over heels. And I wrote away to her and got an autograph, and I kissed it every night before I went to bed. And then I wrote away to her again and got another autograph, and it was completely different from the first one. And I went, oh, damn it.
Did you ever meet her?
No, I didn't, but I have fans who've met her, and she knows I was a fan. She sent a note and a little signed autograph as a joke. It was pretty funny.
That's cool. Yeah, no, you answered that quick. Favorite Richard Marx song?
Well, I have to say Right Here Waiting. It's probably like someone saying, oh, Jesse's Girl for me. But yeah, when I heard that, it stepped out from all his other stuff, I thought.
And last one, for a week.
You could ask him that.
I think he's been here before too, right? Yeah, he has been here before. I'm going to ask him. Last one, for a week, time travel destination. You can go anywhere.
Go back to either the dinosaurs or Jesus to figure out what was the real deal.
See, I'd want to see which concerts we're playing.
I want to go further back.
Yeah, you're going way back.
I'd like to go back to see if, you know, all that stuff was, what was really going on.
See what went down. Limited with the food, though, back in the day. That's what's going to kill me.
The food?
Yeah. Not much.
I wouldn't stay there long. I'm not saying I'd stay for
long. Yeah, it's a week. It's a week. We got a week there. You can hang a week. All right.
Take my own food.
Orchestrating My Life comes out on the 26th. You can follow him on Instagram at Rick Springfield. Congrats on the show. I look forward to checking it out. Thank you so much for stopping by, Rick.
Yeah, it's a blast. A very different show than the rock show that we do with the band.
So yeah.
Really enjoying it. Thank you.
Awesome. On with Mario Lopez.